welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. Today, I am super excited. I'm sunburnt, if you can see that. I am red as a lobster. My face hurts. I'm exhausted. My hips hurt. My feet hurt. I'm tired. But I'm more thrilled than I've ever been because I just got back from the 2022 Moore Expo. If you're not familiar with this event, it's an amazing event. The only Midwest overland and off-road expo, the biggest of that type of expo in the Midwest. Still about 8 hours from my house, but still the closest thing compared to any of the big expos that you've heard of before. But so tons of vendors, tons of manufacturers, classes, amazing content creators, just tons and tons of stuff at this expo. But so today on this episode of the podcast, I wanted to talk a little bit, do sort of a recap of the Moore Expo. Again, if you're not familiar with it, or if you are, I want to know your feedback too. If you're watching this on YouTube, post up in the comments below. Let me know what you thought of the Moore Expo this year, if you were able to attend, or maybe in previous years. But so again, we're going to talk about how it's good for different groups, how it's good for vendors, distributors, manufacturers, how it's good for attendees, how it's good for content creators like myself, like all of the benefits and kind of why this event is unique and special and why if you didn't attend it this year or haven't been able to attend it before, you should definitely consider it next year in 2023. But so without further ado, let's dive into talking more about all the benefits that come from going to an event like the Moore Expo. All Things Overlanding is brought to you by some fantastic companies. You should definitely check out the description and click through their links to see all the awesome stuff they offer. Companies like Red Arc for all your overlanding power management needs. Last US Bag, tons of amazing quality overlanding bags. Rugged Bound Supply Company, rooftop tents, awnings, roof racks, and more. The Moore Expo 2022, get your tickets below. And Northology Overland, guided overlanding trips and a free overlanding magazine. All right, so as I mentioned, today I'm talking about the Moore Expo 2022, but I'm talking more in general about this expo as a whole. You know, there are tons of expos out there, tons of overlanding, off-road type expos, things like that, kind of across the country. There's, you know, the bigger ones like out west and out east. Those are, unfortunately for me anyways, being from the Midwest, really, really far away. Really, really difficult to get to. Oftentimes I would have to take like a week off work to be able to, you know, get out there, take enough time to make the trip out there, set up camp. There's a lot of expense that comes with that. And there are some pros and cons of those types of events too. So again, I'm gonna kind of talk through those. I'm gonna talk through the Moore Expo and what makes it really unique. And I'm gonna talk about why it's so valuable for different groups of people. So let's start with vendors, distributors, manufacturers, right? So if you put yourself in their shoes, if you kind of think about, you know, like a Milestar tire or a Red Arc or, you know, those kind of like the big brand names coming out as manufacturers, coming out to an event like this. One, they get to talk to a ton of people. So they get to ask a lot of questions. They get to see what type of tires they're running, what type of electrical setups they've got, if they've got dual batteries, solar. They get to find out a lot of really good anecdotal evidence on the ground talking to people like yourself and myself that are really into overlanding and trying to go on trips and trying to improve and optimize our setups, right? They also get to meet and network with distributors and vendors, right? People that sell their products. They get to hear feedback from them as well. Or are they getting their stuff on time? So there's a ton of really great information that comes out of an event like the Moore Expo for manufacturers. Same goes for distributors and vendors, right? I was walking around talking to a bunch of the different vendors, and I was talking to Chad at Overland Addict because I know Chad, I've worked with him before. And when I went over to his booth, he wasn't there, but there was another gentleman there and I started talking to him. Awesome guy. Turns out he's like one of the largest distributors of overlanding gear in the country. And he's hanging out at Chad's booth and he knows Chad and then I'm talking to him and I'm learning from him and he's learning from me. And it was really, really cool. So it was just neat to be, you know, a part of that and to see again how the information trickles up and trickles down, right? We have a little bit of an impact on what the manufacturers are doing, the products that they're making, the vendors also have feedback that they can provide to that. And I just thought it was really cool to kind of, because it's very big, it's a big event, but it's small enough that you can still talk to anybody. Like everybody's super open, everybody's super welcoming and inviting. And so like to be able to sit there and talk to someone that's like a really huge distributor of overlanding products like that I never would have thought would be at an expo like that, just kind of, you know, beating the streets, if you will, and sort of talking to people was really, really neat. And then, of course, you know, for the vendors, right? Like, they're selling stuff. They're directly, they have revenue tied to a show like this, right? So they get to sell a bunch of products. They get to, you know, kind of have like a big uptick in their, maybe their normal online sales or normal in-store sales by bringing a ton of product to this event where people, you know, again, that maybe don't have access to it because they're not local to that store, get a chance to see it all, compare it all, figure out what works best for their setups. And the really cool thing is a lot of these vendors are very, very knowledgeable and very good at saying, wait a second, why do you want that? Not just saying, yeah, buy all the product you can. They're all amazing because most of them started as overlanders too, right? Like, they were camping out of their vehicles like I was 4 or 5 years ago. You know, they were using probably Walmart grade stuff or, you know, stuff from Amazon. And then they started to kind of get more into it. They learned about it to the point where they started a shop, right? Or started to buy the stuff in such quantities that they decided to start a retail shop. And so there's a ton of knowledge that they can disseminate to, you know, people like ourselves that are there to learn and figure out what we need to improve our trips. So that's kind of the benefits for vendors is they get to, you know, make recommendations. They get to sell a lot of product. They get to talk to distributors and manufacturers. Manufacturers and distributors get to talk to the vendors. And that's super fascinating. And again, not as an attendee, it's really kind of hard to wrap your head around all that stuff's happening in the background, but it is. And it's really good for all of us. And it's really cool. So I thought that was really a neat thing to see at the More Expo this year regarding vendors, distributors, and manufacturers. So next, I'm going to talk about content creators like myself. You know, there's a number of cool things. I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to finish this up with attendees, you guys, because you're the most important. But, you know, for content creators like myself, there are so many opportunities. And again, this is why it's so fun for me to go to events like this. First things first, I got to meet and hang out with a lot of other content creators. And YouTube is a weird place because it's kind of like a big family. And a lot of us have never met each other in real life. We've maybe talked through direct message on Instagram or Facebook. We've texted maybe if we've exchanged phone numbers, but in most cases it's through social media because that's where we kind of find each other and see each other and engage with each other. So like a couple years ago, I had never met, you know, Matt from Ozark Overland Adventures or Rob from Revere Overland or Matt Fry from Fries on the Side or, you know, Jeremiah from Overland Pioneers or, you know, all these people, right? Like there's so many content creators there and it's so cool to meet them and get to hang out with them and tell funny stories to each other and, you know, and everybody wants to be so helpful. Like people, the McClellans from Ozark Overland Adventures saved me a spot to park my truck in, which was amazing. Thank you guys so much. And, you know, regardless of how many subscribers we have or how big or small your channel may be, like we all kind of get the struggle and the grind of what it's like to constantly be making videos for either no money or very little money oftentimes until you get to be like a huge, huge YouTuber, you know, someday maybe I'll make enough money to do this full time. But it's just such a cool thing. And it's the most cool thing of all is I get to meet you guys, right? Like I probably talked to in, you know, Friday and Saturday, I would say, I probably talked to 40 or 50 people that were like, hey, I listen to your podcast or hey, I watch your YouTube videos or hey, I'm in the newbie overlanders group. Thanks for starting that. And like, it's literally, I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking about it because that's what's really cool for me, right? Like I do like making the videos. I do enjoy overlanding, obviously, and I like making content and I love gear and I love reviewing it and stuff like that. But when someone says thank you and that they really got some value out of something or, you know, these things that I'm making are helping people, that's what is so cool to me, right? So that was an amazing thing too for me was get to meet you guys, to meet, you know, subscribers, meet listeners on the podcast, get to meet other YouTubers and things like that. And then the same sort of benefits that the vendors and distributors and manufacturers get, we also get as well. So the really cool thing is like I had vendors and manufacturers and distributors come up to me and say like, hey, how do you like your rack? How do you like this? How do you like that? And, you know, they were asking for feedback from, you know, people that not only go overlanding, but go overlanding so much that they make videos about it, right? Like people that make trip videos and then review gear and talk about it. So that was really neat. So I developed a bunch of relationships. I networked and got to meet a bunch of those type of people in the industry, which is always fascinating. And since I'm so, you know, obsessed with overlanding and I love it so much, it's always really cool to, the more people you know at these things, the more fun these events get, right? So there was a ton of benefit definitely for me there, meeting all the people. Yes, I didn't even get a chance to eat lunch on Friday. I didn't eat till like 7 o'clock that night. Yes, my legs were so sore that I couldn't stand up and my feet were just beat to death because I was standing on concrete all day. But again, totally, totally worth it. Amazing to talk with you guys. Amazing to get to meet you guys, your families. everybody that came up and talked to me at Moore, thank you so much. It means the world to me when you guys come up and say, hey, thanks, I listen to your show, it's awesome. I mean, I love it. Or, hey, your show sucks, fine, whatever. If you come talk to me, it still makes me feel really good that you're listening or watching, right? So thank you guys. And then last, but most importantly, attendees, right? So all of you guys that came out to check out product, to buy stuff, to see what the vendors had for sale, to meet, you know, content creators like myself, you guys get a ton of value out of that too, right? Like you get to, again, put your hands on products. You get to see 18 trailers side by side. You get to see 20 rooftop tents. You get to see all the stuff that Red Arc has to offer. You get to see all the stuff Midland has to offer, right? So there's tons and tons of vendors and manufacturers there, and as attendees you get to see all that stuff where you may not have anything close to you that can provide you with that level of transparency for those products, right? Again, you get to meet the content creators. Not that I'm any sort of big deal, but like Grant from Arkansas Off-Road has 80,000 plus subscribers. Mind-blowing because his content's so good. He was there and like shaking hands with people and taking pictures, and it's like, you know, it was awesome. And again, the Ozark Overland Adventures folks were there with, they have tons of subscribers too, and you know, it was really neat to see them engaging with their audience and people looking at their Jeeps and checking out all their stuff. And you know, all the chance Revere Overland, everybody was there, you know, tons of people walking around his new Tundra, and just awesome to see that sort of stuff, and awesome to see you guys enjoying yourselves and getting a chance to, you know, people that maybe you've only ever seen on YouTube, shake their hands and talk to them and tell them what, you know, you like and what you don't like and what you'd like to see. And that kind of stuff is really, really special too, I think. And I think that that happens probably more at something like the Moore Expo than the bigger ones, just because they're so big, right? Like they're so big, there's so many people that it's kind of hard to get your hands on those people, versus at the Moore Expo, they're all kind of walking around, especially this year, they had that storytellers section out front, which I thought was amazing and super neat. As a little small-time content creator, I felt really special, right, being out there. But like, it was really neat to see people walking down the row and like checking out everybody's rigs and talking to their favorite YouTubers or podcasters or whatever, right? But so that's a big benefit too. And then of course, the normal stuff that comes with most of these expos, right? You get classes, Gaia 101, you know, you get all these different classes. They have events like the S'more to Moore Rally where you can, you know, basically go on a guided overlanding trip and then you get to see the event and the expo stuff. So tons and tons of events that are very cool, tons of classes. Again, as I mentioned earlier, from the other side, you can literally walk up to a vendor and say like, hey, here's what type of truck I have. Here's the kind of camping or overlanding I like. Here's how long my trips are. What do you recommend? You know, and get advice, get tips, get information from them that will help you make better decisions and save more money and buy the stuff that you really need, right? Which is really, really cool. So as an attendee, there's tons and tons of benefit. And tons of fun, hopefully. Again, most of the people that I talk to are having a great time. I've you know, seen people posting on social and said thank you to them for coming by and saying hi to me. So again, thank you guys for that. But I hope that all the attendees this year had a really good time and enjoyed themselves at the Moore Expo. So to kind of wrap up this episode, I did just want to kind of do like a recap of Moore and kind of touch on what I think makes the Moore Expo so special. And this is nothing at all in a negative way against the big, huge Overland Expos. I think those are amazing too. I want to get to as many of those as possible. I may have to fly to them or something because they're so far away from me. And I think that they're amazing in their own ways. But I was talking to someone, and I forget who it was, so if it was you, post up in the comments and tell me that it was you. But I was talking to someone, and they made a really good comment. They said, you know, the Overland Expos, like the big ones on the East and West Coast, those are like sort of like the SEMAs of overlanding expos, right? And what I mean by that, if you're not familiar with SEMAs, that's like the big show in Las Vegas where, you know, manufacturers bring out like their craziest concepts and, you know, like Ken Farley, Dr. Deathwobble, Expedition Vehicle Outfitters, they built like a giant Jeep on tracks last year for SEMA. Like, not something that you and I are going to buy, not something that we can afford, but something that's really neat to see, right? That's kind of how the big expos are, right? Everybody's bringing their biggest, baddest builds. They're bringing their coolest stuff ever. And it can be a little unapproachable for, you know, regular old folks like ourselves, right? Like regular old folks from Indiana, from Ohio, from Missouri, right? That are just trying to get out there and explore, you know, enjoy their life a little bit more and go overlanding. So when you see those big, huge built rigs, it can be a little intimidating. At the Moore Expo, you know, you've got like my beat up old 2008 Nissan Frontier, right? You've got a slightly lifted Jeep Wrangler on 35s, right? You've got some like normal vehicles that are very attainable for most of us, right? Like my truck is not expensive, I'm not gonna lie. And my truck is overkill. Even my truck is overkill, right? You don't need a Titan swap, you don't need 35s. Throw 33s in a small puck lift on a Frontier or an Xterra and just go explore. That's all you really need. But so again, it's just, it's something, there's something special about Moore because you got the full gamut from like stock vehicles to mildly modified, and you do get some of the crazier modified vehicles too, but it's not a requirement. It's not like you're going to go there and you're going to see trucks that are so crazy and so big that you could never, ever attain those vehicles, right? They're very attainable. So I think that makes for some magic with the show, right? So anyways, I think that's really cool. I think that's really special about Moore. This is my second year attending, and every year I learn a little bit more. Every year I meet more people and I get to see more. And this year I felt like it was huge. I felt like it was super busy all the time. And it was super exciting. But again, to keep that sort of low profile, like small town family sort of feel to it, I think is really, really special. And I admire Chris and his team, the folks that run that event, for keeping it that way and being really authentic and excited about it. And I had a great time. Again, I'm losing my voice. I'm burnt. I'm about to go take a nap probably. But I wanted to get this put together for you guys. I wanted to get this out so that you guys could, you know, kind of hear my thoughts on what the Moore Expo was like and why it was so special. And again, if you couldn't make it, I hope that you guys can make it next year. So as always, post up in the comments below, hit the like button if this was beneficial for you, if you learned something. I'd love to hear from you guys in the comments. I'd love to hear what you guys thought of Moore Expo. I'd love to hear what you're looking forward to next year. If you met me, I'd love to hear from you and converse with you in the comments on that as well. But so again, thanks for watching and listening on the podcast. As always, make sure to click that subscribe button, click the bell to be notified when new videos drop on YouTube. If you're on the podcast, add it to your favorites, make sure to listen every week. I love you guys. I love talking to you guys. I love hearing from you guys. So I just look forward to this continuing to grow, and I have no plans of stopping anytime soon. But so thanks again for watching. Check out the links in the description below for things like my Facebook page, my Instagram page. I have a Patreon page, and we have a Discord now. So like a chat server where we all kind of can talk 24/7, which is really cool. There's the Newbie Overlanders group that I've mentioned a couple times, totally free on Facebook. Come and jump in that group if you've got questions and you're tired of getting beat to death on the bigger groups. I'd love to have you. But as always, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for watching, and we will see you guys next week. Take care.